USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Vice President Pence is expected to announce concrete steps and clear actions to address the simmering crisis in Venezuela. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo pushed back against critics who say that the United States is getting involved to exploit Venezuela's oil reserves.
We're aimed at a singular mission, ensuring that the Venezuelan people get the democracy that they so richly deserved, and that the Cubans and the Russians, who have been driving this country into the ground for years and years and years, no longer hold sway.
Pompeo on CNN's State of the Union. Former U.S. North Korean negotiator Bill Richardson is concerned about the forthcoming talks in Hanoi between President Trump and Kim Jong-un.
My worry is that this negotiation, this summit, may be a dud, that instead of concrete progress on what is important, denuclearization.
Richardson on ABC's This Week. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you want a more honest media? Hello, my name is Robert Farrow, and I've grown tired of shadow banning, censorship, and one-sided reporting from today's news and social media companies. That's why my team created RightToVoice.com. We don't push aside. That's right, the number two, and voice. We don't push aside. We include all the sides so you can make a choice in what you read and say and what appears on your wall. And we respect your privacy and don't sell your data. RightToVoice.com. It's the only place where you'll get all the news. Is usually one click to join, so check us out today. RightToVoice.com. We don't push aside. That's right, the number two, and voice. We don't push aside. We include all the sides so you can make a choice in what you read and say and what appears on your wall. And we respect your privacy and don't sell your data. RightToVoice.com.
A former Trump campaign official is predicting the toughest election cycle since the Civil War. More from USA's Rick Vincent.
Former White House Chief Strategist Steve Bannon told CBS's Face the Nation he expects the coming year of campaigning to be very tough.
The pressure on the president is coming from many different angles. I think you've already seen it from what the Democrats, some of these reports they've been dropping here without telling anybody. I think that now that they control the House, they can weaponize this. They can weaponize the Mueller report. I think that 2019 is going to be the most vitriolic year in American politics since before the Civil War. And I include Vietnam in that. I think we're in for a very nasty 2019. I think what comes down the other side of that, then you can position yourself for 2020.
A Boeing 767 cargo jetliner disintegrated when it crashed into a bay east of Houston, Texas. Witnesses say they heard the engine surging, then it went nose first into Trinity Bay. Three people are confirmed dead as a result of the crash. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A legendary men's college basketball coach speaks publicly for the first time after being involved with the highway tragedy last Wednesday. USA's Chris Barnes has details.
Police near Syracuse say the 74-year-old Hall of Famer Jim Behan tried to avoid another vehicle that had crashed into an interstate guardrail when he inadvertently struck and killed one of its occupants who was standing beside the vehicle, 51-year-old Jorge Jimenez. After a Syracuse loss to top-ranked Duke on Saturday night, Behan said he is truly devastated.
The grief and pain his family is feeling at this time is simply put unimaginable.
Boeheim says he still went ahead and coached the game because he felt a responsibility and obligation to his players. After that accident, he did pass a sobriety test and no charges have been filed against him, but the investigation continues.
The annual report on lightning strikes is showing a dramatic decrease. John Clemens reports.
The National Lightning Detection Network reports Florida had the most strikes per square mile, followed by Louisiana, Arkansas, Mississippi, and Oklahoma to round out the top five. About 240,000 people are injured by lightning strikes each year, with one estimate of a global death toll of 6,000. The data collected by a company named Vistella reports nearly 2 million fewer lightning strikes in the U.S. in 2018 as compared to a 10-year average. I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.